Manuchehr, find a pen and a piece of paper and write down the names of 50 of our wedding guests, including yourself, your parents, Safdar, and my sister.
If you invite them, I'm gonna leave.
Okay then, no problem. Just invite 50 of our wedding guests. Choose whoever you want.
You can't expect me to remember who was at your wedding. I was just a kid.
Okay, who was present? You tell us.
I don't know. I can't think straight right now.
You can check your wedding pictures. I have them all.
Please, bring them, Mom. Thank you so much.
Honey, where did I put the old album?
The album's in the closet. Get up. Bring it quickly, and let us be done with it. Manushe.
Yes?
Write down the names that I tell you.
Daddy, would you like us to help you with anything over there?
No, just leave us.
So, Dad, you don't want us in your party?
This is not a party. You shouldn't be here. Now leave. Hurry up and go. Come on, go.
But what are we supposed to eat for lunch, then?
You can go to the... go to the restaurant.
Yes. Just go to her restaurant. Hurry up and go. Come on.
Why do you keep shouting at these poor kids? What have they done to deserve it?
Don't teach me how to treat my children. If you think you're so great, think about cooking for those 50 guests. It'll be noon in a blink, so hurry up.
What do you think I'm doing?
Nothing but walking around. There's no way you can make kebabs for 50 people.
Really? I feed 2,000 people every single day.
Oh, do you really? You know how to do it.
Funny, we're not talking about rocket science or something.
So you know how to do it. Right. Okay? I want you to write down the ingredients for 50 kebabs. She can't, Dad. She can't. And you know why? I'll tell you. Because Iranian women usually cook for 10 people when they only have 3 guests.
So why are you standing there delivering declarations against women?
Am I wrong? Then write it down if you know how. Do it.
I found the pictures, Manocher.
All right, Mom, come on then. Here,
Hello?
Give one to Dad.
Hello,
you go,
Matami?
Honey. Take them.
Is that there? Put her on the line, please. Hello, is that? Listen, write down everything I tell you and get them from the fridge in the restaurant storeroom and bring them to my father's house.
Aren't you inviting your brother and his family?
You think eating lunch is such an honor?
Go ahead and invite them, Dad. What I cook will be delicious, though I'm not so sure about hers, so I can't promise anything.
Look, is that? Ask the cooks. They'll know what to give you. I need it for 50 people.
Yes, I said I need it for 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
Minu, hang up the phone. I need to speak to these people.
Okay, okay. Is that? I need them for lunch. It's already late, so hurry. Mom, I'm really sorry, but I have to use your kitchen. There's no other choice.
It can't be done in the kitchen, ma'am. Mom, I recall you used to have a big copper pot. Where is it now?
It's down in the basement.
A copper pot? What for?
Well, I want to cook in the yard. You have a problem with that?
No, I just want to prove to you and your huge ego that it's not a very complicated or difficult job to be a chef.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's a very hard job to be the manager. Manocher, when you're done with your calls, go to the supermarket and buy some charcoal. Tell them you need it for kebab. It should be dry.
Let's sit and watch what he's going to do.
Those two have lost it completely. May God help us.
Take care of what? Take care of what? You made a mess out of my brother's life. Why have you brought them here? What are you up to? What do you think you're doing now?
Will you leave it to me?
To do what? Make
an even bigger
mess?
All
you
right.
messed up.
Calm down. Calm down. All right, I'll take care of it.
Okay, what do you want to do now?
Okay, don't say anything, all right?
Go.
Forgive me. I'm really sorry. Our meeting lasted a bit longer than I thought. Akram was feeling a little bit down, but thankfully we got good results. Cousin Mirilla and you, Mr. Mohsen, according to the inside information I received. This is the deal, you see. Akbar and Mrs. Minu are over. The divorce is final. What does it mean? It means the other restaurant will be closed. So now, the customers that used to go to that restaurant, yes, will come to this restaurant, right? Am I right? Well then, now, if we have a strong and competent manager here, you can be sure we'll be getting better results, much better results. Okay, so now I'd like to inform you that my request was accepted, and Akram has agreed to be the manager of this restaurant. I congratulate you, I congratulate myself, and declare this a complete success.
Wait, hold on a second. What did you just say?
What did I say?
Who's going to be the restaurant's manager?
I told you, it's Akram.
Why her?
Well, apparently you don't know this, but Ashpazbashi restaurant has always had female managers. So this time, she'll be the restaurant's
manager. You hear? And that is because this is my brother's restaurant. Satisfied?
But I happen to own half of this restaurant, and Mr. Mohsen is going to buy the other half. I mean, this guy. Now I'm wondering what you're doing here, taking up the management.
You don't understand.
Uman, you better tell her to shut her mouth.
Okay, she will. Just let me take care of
her. How rude! Get out of here right now!
Let me
you dare talk to me like that, you hear?
Please, I beg you, Akram.
I can't.
Don't lose your temper.
This.
What is it?
Please, I beg you. Please.
Does this work?
Let me check.
She's
I don't
pulling
think so.
A gun on me?
I guess not.
Is it fake?
Of course
okay,
it is.
Okay, then. You'd better put it away, girl. It's fake. Get out!
We're wasting our time here. Let's just go. There's nothing else we can do.
He's right. Let's go.
We should stay. They might change their mind and let us in.
Don't get your hopes up. They're not thinking about us. I think we'd better just leave as soon as possible, because there's nothing for us to do.
Well, yes, but where should we go? To Mom's house or Dad's?
Neither. Let's go to the restaurant.
Why would we go to the restaurant in such a state of mind? Do you really want everyone to know what's happening with us today?
They'll know eventually. If not today, then tomorrow. We can't just starve to death, can we? I'm hungry.
All right, don't worry. No matter where we go, I won't let you starve. Don't worry.
All right, I'll leave the decision to you.
All right, guys. I'll drop you off wherever you want, and then I'll just take the car with me.
Why do you want the car?
My friends have decided to take me somewhere to help cheer me up.
No way! If that needs to be done, we shall all go together. Do you think you're the only one who's feeling down?
She's right, Farhad. You can't take the car.
All right, okay. So I won't take the car. You happy? Just leave me alone.
No one's going anywhere. We do everything together. We're in this together as a family. Farhad, do you understand me?
You are so rude.
Don't talk like that. Give it to me. This isn't a movie. Just let it go. I'll take care of it. Let me sort this out, okay?
Either she leaves right this minute, or I come back with the police.
Cops, are you scaring me with cops? Don't talk to me like that. Why are you just standing there staring at me? Aren't you here to buy the restaurant? Don't you like it?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I do.
Then keep her company until I come back. Just give me 2 minutes. Okay. I'll fix this. Akram, why are you acting like this?
Did they leave?
Leave? Why would they leave?
I can't stand it anymore. Look how I'm trembling. I can't stand the sight of your rude cousin anymore. I'm fed
up. So you can't stand her? It's your problem. Let me tell you something. Half of this restaurant belongs to my cousin. Do you understand that? You and I had nothing to invest, not a penny.
That's because you're worthless. You're worthless.
I'm worthless? Am I? Me? Take this damn coat.
Oh, Human! What do you want to do? Human, let them go! Human!
Isn't this pot too small?
No, we have only 50 guests. Now tell me, do you know how much rice we need for 50 people?
Everyone knows that. What are you looking for? What are you looking for over there?
This. It's called a ladle.
Hurry up. It's getting late, you know.
Don't you think you should do something instead of standing there watching me? There must be something you can do.
Well, that's what I'm here for. Just tell me what to do.
How about you go to the front yard, spread the carpet and a tablecloth?
Why don't we bring some tables and chairs instead of a tablecloth? What do you think?
We're a bit too late. It's too late for trying to save face.
We're going to have a great day with you in this lousy mood.
Is that you, Mr. Rizzoli? Hi, hello, how are you? Yes, thank you, yes. Everyone's fine, and they all send you their regards. Yes, thank you. The reason I'm calling, Mr. Rizzoli, is to invite you to lunch today. Come with your wife, please. I do apologize for calling so late. It just happened so quickly, so I really am sorry. You will be coming, won't you? Mr. Akbar Ali Magam is going to be making his famous kebabs. And you all know how people love Mr. Ali Magam's famous kebabs, don't we? A reason? No?
Oh, dang, just...
No reason in particular. Akbar suddenly decided to invite some of the relatives for a delicious meal. Yes. Yes, today at noon, yes. So then you will be coming? That's wonderful. We will be delighted to see you both, yes. At my father's house, yes, yes. We will be expecting you. Oh, yes, of course, yes. Tomorrow at noon.
Are they coming?
Yes, they're coming.
Manuche, go on.
For God's sakes, what are they doing?
I don't know. They seem to be talking, I guess.
I can't put up with that stupid cousin of yours. I don't care if it doesn't work out. I can't stand it anymore.
Think about me, Akram. I made so many plans. I tried so hard. I tried so hard to deal with the Javadi brothers. I tried so hard to deal with Marilla. I had to deal with your brother Akbar. I had to deal with that mindless man who doesn't know his left from his right. And what for? To find a place for you and me in this restaurant. But you're ruining everything. Akram, I swear on the life of the child we never had. I can't keep standing on the street selling dollars just to get by. And to earn so little, I just can't. I've held it in so many times that I've damaged my kidneys and I have to go to the bathroom constantly. I'm sick of it. My car's broken down and I can't work with it anymore. What do you expect me to do when we have nothing in this world? Nothing at all. Nothing. Zero. End of story. Do you understand? Now that my cousin has unexpectedly come into some money, why don't you let us benefit from it? Don't take pity on her. Why are you feeling sorry for her? Do you remember? You once told me you always dreamed of having an SUV. My pride was hurt that day. What kind of car was it?
Whatever.
Remember you once told me you wanted to keep your body in shape and that I should buy you a treadmill to work out? Akram, please listen to me, sweet darling. I want the best for you. And please stop defending your brother. You weren't here to see what he said to me in front of everyone.
What did he say?
I won't tell you. It'll upset you.
Tell me what he said.
I will not.
Human, what did my brother tell
you? Let it go. I won't say.
Tell me what he said.
He said he wanted me and you to stay away from him.
My brother actually said that?
Yes, it's not his fault. He's totally lost it. It's up to you now.
Be careful!
You be careful.
Are you crying?
No. Smoke irritated my eyes. Why would I cry?
Stay home.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Musa. What are you doing here?
They gave me all that stuff and asked me to bring it over. So I just took a taxi. Excuse me, Mr. Said. Can you give me a hand? If I do it on my own, it'll take some time and the taxi fare will go up.
Why not? We'll help you get them in.
Yes, let's go.
Thank you.
Let's
Thank
go.
You very much.
Ring the bell. It's heavy. Hello, Dad.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Esa's truck broke down, so Miss Mahatabi asked me to bring this stuff over.
Then what took you so long? It's almost noon. And what about you? Why are you standing here? Weren't you supposed to go to the restaurant?
We were helping Mr. Musa. He couldn't manage to bring all the stuff by himself.
Well, hurry up. It's late. Hurry up. Don't put them down. Put them on the table. So tell me, did you make the calls?
Yes, I did, but I still don't have 50 people on this list.
It has to be exactly 50 people, or it won't do. She knows that.
Oh, he's right.
Hey, what do you expect me to do? Lots of them have changed their addresses and we don't have their phone numbers. You see? We found this old photograph of Mr. Ashmati and his wife when they were young, and we tried calling the number on the back, but because they're both divorced, they won't come.
Mr. Ashmati and Mrs. Layla have separated?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
When?
Well, I don't know exactly. Maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
But they were happy together.
What can I tell you? Anyway, look at this picture. The guy is sitting here at the table. He's sitting drinking some juice with a guy who Dad says is called Mr. Moradi. He apparently died some time ago.
What? Hussein Moradi is dead? Oh, how sad. Hussein has died. You know, this is the same guy who we visited at Sanadaj. Do you remember?
The guy who had 4 beautiful daughters. It's so, so sad.
They were so kind to us during our stay. God bless him. When did he die?
Last year. His wife sent her regards to both of you and asked how you were doing. They're all alone now in Sanandaj.
Poor things!
She said that she would be happy to have the both of you come over sometime for a visit.
What a pity. He was a great man.
God bless him.
Well, as I was saying, also on the list we have Mr. Nikha, Zarbaksh, and Hashemi. They're all living abroad with their families. Some of the people present at your wedding aren't around anymore, and they can't be invited because they can't come to the lunch that you're preparing for everybody.
So how many people have you invited?
Let's see, 46. We need to invite 4 more.
Okay, then. If you count Mom and Dad and yourself, we'll have 50 people. Oh, wait, no, it'll
yes,
be 49.
But, Mom and Dad aren't gonna come.
Then we need 3 more people. We should persuade Mr. Ashmati and his wife to come.
Well, didn't you hear him? He said Mr. Ashmati and his wife have separated.
No problem. We'll ask them to come separately.
No, that won't do. They're both single. We can't expect them to come all this way to take part in our divorce ceremony.
They're just coming to eat lunch. What on earth is wrong with that?
Excuse me? What was wrong with inviting my poor sister? She would only come here to eat lunch, too.
What's wrong with that?
Excuse me? What was wrong with inviting my poor sister? She would only come here to eat lunch, too. Why are you still here? Get out! Go!
We came here to help.
Go! Why are you so harsh?
We brought this stuff.
Not you. You stay. Go.
I was just leaving, sir. I came here to bring the stuff.
I know. Hold on. I want to talk with you. Weren't you present at our wedding?
I came with my mom, sir. I swear it wasn't my fault. I was just a child.
It's him, Akbar. It's him, I remember. He was there.
Where's your mom now?
She's home, sir.
Good. So call your mother and tell her to come here as fast as she can.
Well, that settles it then. With Mr. Musa and his mother, we'll have 47 plus 2, which makes 49. We still need one person.
Leave the last one to me. I'll take care of it.
Who will the last one be? If it's your sister...
No, it's not my sister. Don't you worry.
What, you're not telling me now?
Not this time.
Are you sure it's someone who was present at our wedding? And why are you still there anyway? Didn't your father tell you to leave? Go on, get out of
your
here,
mom.
Go on. Open the door, Farhad. Leave right now.
But, Mom...
Just leave. Why are you standing there? Do I need to raise my voice?
Okay.
Mind your manners and close the door behind you.
Hello, Mom. Did it, Akbar.
Please
Great
come
job.
To the house of Mr. Akbar's
come
in-laws
with me.
As soon as possible. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mr. Porabas. Please come in.
What's going on, Miss Minou?
Nothing. Go on in, please.
Hey, hey. Good to see you, Mr. Tajik. What's going on here?
Welcome. Come in. It's wonderful to see you. Come and sit down
here, please. Your food will be here in no time.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You can sit over there.
Mrs. Ali Magam, the number of people has not reached 50 yet. I just counted everyone.
How many are left?
3. Counting those who have just arrived, it's 47 people.
This is Musa. Mr. Musa? Musa and his mother were at a wedding as well.
All right. So he's number 48. But you see, I have already counted his mother.
Did you count yourself as well?
Yes. Counting myself, there are 48 guests. You still need 2 more to get to 50.
Oh, damn it.
Is everyone here? I want to start serving the food.
The registry office guy says we need 2 more people. And Manucha has vanished off into thin air. Who's the one you said will come, huh? Why isn't he here yet?
He'll come. Don't worry. Help me out with this. Are you standing in the middle of the smoke?
Well, you never told me even once how you make your kebabs smell like this.
Smell like what?
It has a familiar smell. Like the old days.
Now isn't the time to get nostalgic. The guests want their lunch.
Who cares?
Miss Marilla, I think I'm going to go now.
You're leaving? Where are you going?
We're not going to make a deal here.
What do you mean?
It's no use to just stand around here. It's just a waste of our time. And it's much more trouble than it's worth. There's too many people claiming ownership.
Are you giving up so easily? Are you going to leave me all alone?
No. I mean, let's go together. I mean, I know a great lawyer, and I can get what they owe me in 2 seconds flat. I can even get what they owe you. I can get it easily. Piece of cake.
In 2 seconds?
Apparently you've underestimated me. I cash 15 checks every single working day all by myself.
All right. It's no problem. Let's go.
Where are you going, cousin? Wait! I want to talk to you. Where are you going?
Move aside. I said move aside. I'm going to find another way to deal with you.
But I want us to go have lunch. Akram isn't a threat anymore.
A threat? What did you do?
No need to worry.
Marilla? Hello. I want to have a word with you in private.
A private talk? About what?
I'm ready to work together with you. And I'll do it. For Human's sake, I'll do it. I'll do it for Human.
Do you see?
So then I was saying...
What time do you have?
It's 3,
oh,
I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
Are you really leaving so soon?
If you don't really want to be here, then you can leave after having some lunch.
Thank you very much. Both of you, thank you very much. Let's go, dear.
Okay.
Let's finish serving the lunch and be done with it.
Okay, go serve the kebabs.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. You serve the rice.
Your kebab smells really delicious, Akbar.
Where have you been, Manoj?
Hello, Kumars. Welcome.
Hello.
These are the last two. Tell the judge we have 50 people now.
Anusha told me everything. I didn't really want to come. But I told myself that my absence wouldn't change anything. You two have made up your mind, and you won't back off. I understand nothing can be done about that. Marzia and I knew you liked this plant. You used to say it dispels sadness and pain. This is from me and Marzia.
I wish you had brought Marzia with you.
Poor Marzia. We've really become strangers.
God bless her. I recently found out myself.
Oh, God.
You always thought that my friendship with Akbar would drive you two apart. But here he is. Right here with you. Careful you don't drift away from him. Say, you need any help?
No. This time you're our guest. Musa and Manocher will help us. Go and sit with the others.
All right then.
Mrs. Mino, where are the kebabs? We're starving.
Hurry up, people are getting impatient. They want their lunch.
I don't think anyone's left. With the addition of Uncle Manucher and Mr. Q Mars, the guest list is complete.
Wow. Smells delicious.
Let's go.
But where do you want to go? Hold on, let's see what happens.
But their divorce is final
Farhad.
Now.
That's it, I can't stand it anymore!
Shireen, hold on, what are you doing? Shireen! Shireen, stop
Don't
it!
Don't do it!
What are you doing?
I can't stand it anymore, I want to ring the bell.
You want to ring the bell now? Haven't you forgotten what Dad
does
said?
Does it even matter?
Of course it does. You want him to shout at us in front of all the relatives?
I don't care. I want to eat kebabs. Saeed, you promised me. You promised!
All right, hold on. Let me see what we can do. Farhad, let's climb the wall.
What are you talking about? Saeed!
Shireen, move aside. Get out of the way.
Saeed!
Come on, guys, climb. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Pass it along.
Call Musa and tell him to hurry. Musa, where have you been?
Here you go.
Here you go, Mahmoud. Pass it along. Mahmoud, here's another one.
Hey, guys, look.
Coming through. Pass it along. 17 dishes left.
There are 8 dishes left.
This is really delicious.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I go and have my lunch now? My mom's alone.
Yes, go and have your lunch.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
I'm dead on my feet.
Okay, so serve 2 more rice, please.
Really? For who?
For us. Juicy or grilled?
You really don't know?
I do. But I thought your taste might have changed.
My taste is just the same, thanks.
Then I'll grill it.
That's really interesting, you know. It was just enough for 50 people.
But I cooked for 56 people.
Yeah, I noticed. Perhaps 4 people ate twice.
Sit down.
Can I say something?
Come on, you know I don't like to talk when we're eating. Concentrate on your food.
But we've not been alone recently. Now that we are, I'd like to say something.
What do you want to say?
I want to say that I've tasted lots of food, cooked by different people, ever since I can remember. But the kebab you make is something else entirely. As you say yourself, it's one of a kind.
Just eat your food.
I always loved your cooking, and I always loved your...
Now's not the time to talk. Didn't you see all the people in the front? They came here for a different occasion.
They say it's never too late for a new start. Don't you agree?
Sometimes it is. But when love is concerned,
if I said it again.
Say what?
Let's put an end to it all.
Give me the pepper, please.
Would you agree?
The pepper? Yogurt?
Yes, please.
You know, 50% of divorcees are the result of couples' stubbornness and all of their mindless bickering.
Where did you get those statistics from?
It's something like that. I made it up. What's wrong with that? Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Now we're the living examples.
Then finish your lunch.
Will you come tonight? To the restaurant?
Crunchy rice?
The crunchy rice was awesome. Everyone wanted some.
That's why I used a copper pot. It's big, and you get lots of crunchy rice in the end. And Iranians love eating crunchy rice.
Why are you avoiding the subject? Come on, answer me.
Well, the truth is, I don't want that restaurant anymore.
That restaurant belongs to both of us.
Minu, listen to me. I say this from the bottom of my heart. That restaurant is yours. In the past few months, I wished several times that we didn't own anything. That restaurant pushed us apart instead of drawing us closer.
And I missed the time that we were renting Mrs. Moloch's basement, although it was so many, many years ago. We were poor and we cooked with a lot of difficulties, but we were so happy back then.
It seems that we haven't learned how to be rich. We keep looking back, missing the time that we were poor.
Will you come to our restaurant tonight?
We'll decide about it later.
Excuse me, sir. That old guy kept saying your guests were not enough.
Well?
Well, he wants to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Akbar. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm sorry I was busy over there and I couldn't come to welcome you. I hope everything was to your satisfaction.
Mr. Alemagam.
Yes, Your Honor.
It was delicious. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Akbar.
Yes?
You and your wife can come to my office tomorrow for the divorce. You have my approval.
Well, how should I put it? let's see what happens, sir.
Oh, wow, what a beautiful
wow,
table.
Wow, this is a really
wow,
nice
it
place.
It all looks so delicious.
You've
look
done a great job, Mr. Ali McGowan.
So amazing. And looks so yummy. Looks so tasty.
Hey, cheers for my daddy's unrivaled cooking. Yay!
Can't wait to start eating. Mm. Hey, can you pass me that
I'm really
fork?
Hungry.
Couldn't you here, please give me the fava
I'd
rice
like
plate?
That.
That's a really small portion. Have some
oh.
more.
Well, what about you? Would you like some
wow.
of that?
So good.
Be careful!
Hold on. Where are you taking that?
Nowhere, sir. We're going to hang it.
Where are you going to hang it?
Above the entrance, of course.
Who told you to do that?
I did, of course.
But why? We already have a sign there.
Well, I like this one better, you see.
But my dear, the truth is I like that one better. Take this one back to the storage room.
No, wait. I'm sorry, Akbar, but please... Do what I ordered you to.
Minu, dear, you're the manager, so your picture should definitely be on the sign. I don't think that mine should be.
You're the head chef. And your picture should be on the sign as well. This sign was hung above the entrance from the first day.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You're stronger than
thank God that we managed to solve our problems, and I don't want to start all over again. But if my picture was on the sign from the first... They and you believe that it belongs there. Then why did you change it with your own picture? What will the people say?
I think it's better we all eat now or else all the food will get cold.
Yeah, right, let's eat now. We'll talk about it later. Please, Mr. Terdad. Please, Samira. Please.
Please, help yourselves.
Wow. You've worked hard, Mr. Ali Magam. Shall we start?
Before anybody starts eating... I want to say something in the presence of all my family. And especially Samira and Tirdad, the newest additions to the family. I recognize you, Minu. as the permanent manager of this restaurant till the end of my life, so help me God. And that's it.
Then cheers for my parents, yeah. Everyone! Good! Yay!
Yeah. All right.
Help yourself.
Oh, those look nice. I'll have some of those. And a bit of that. I'm good. Say, Sarah. I'm really curious. Mm-hmm. I wasn't here when everything started. I want to know how your parents decided to get divorced. You never told me that.
There was nothing to say back then, but we've got everything in our diaries, mm-hmm. and Farhad has collected them.
Oh, yeah?
Farhad, where are the diaries?
It's outside in the car.
Could you please bring some of them? It'll be funny to read some parts aloud. Thank you so much, Farhad. Could you please bring some of them? It'll be funny to read some parts aloud. Thank you so much, Farhad.
Please help yourself.
Let me help you. Come on, let's put it right over there.
It seems that they've stolen a car or something. Who's the owner of the car?
I don't know.
Well, nobody knows? Well, I think he should be here then.
What's happened?
The car is yours?
Yeah, what's wrong?
The door's open, and the alarm's on.
Oh my God.
Is something stolen?
Yeah. Something important. Something really important.
Today, for the first time in 20 years, I didn't go to the restaurant. The restaurant I made with my own hands. It's not fair to say Minou didn't help me out, but... But... Wow. Guys, come here. Come on, hurry. You should see what they've done to the sign.
Who?
Those two designers. But Dad, I think you might want to stay here.
You mean they've ruined the sign?
No, not at all. I actually think it's a brilliant idea. I really like it, but... I keep telling everybody that the young designers are good for nothing, but nobody listens to me.
Oh, damn it! They never let me eat with peas!
Run, guys! Run!
Whose idea was that?
It was ours.
Both of us.
Tell me, what do you think?
I want to know what you think.
I think they should build another sign exactly like this for... our other restaurant. The second branch of the chef restaurant will be inaugurated this week!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
It wasn't Akbar who chose me as his wife. His late mother saw me at a party, and she and his sister started to sing my praises. He didn't budge an inch, saying he didn't want someone he hadn't seen. But when they...
I even thought about rejecting Tear Dad's proposal and being done with it. Now I really understand the importance of words. I understand how powerful they can be once they come out of our mouths.
I don't know what I should do anymore. I think that the worst thing that can ever happen to a man is for his family to start doubting him. My sister took this matter far too seriously. Akbar doesn't even intend to get off of his high horse. I don't really see a solution to any of this.
Nowadays, what place does love hold in our lives? Why do people who once defined love in two persons becoming one now behave so out of character? My parents are the same people. What has changed them so much?
I think that Mom is to blame for saying those things. No, I think it's Miss Keikavusi's fault for suddenly appearing in our lives. But I'm sure Mom can't live without the restaurant and will be there tomorrow morning.
I'm really upset with my parents. They brought us into this world without understanding their responsibilities. And ironically, they believe that we're the ones who can't handle responsibility. Yeah, the elders are always right, unless proven otherwise.
We were a mirror in the beginning. Let's end as a mirror, too.